I'm with Kenny Piper at Pettigrew London. Kenny, you're one of the people who started all this off. Can you tell me how it started?
Well, Fergal Kelly, Neil Winton in Scotland started Pettigrew off, really. It started really through... The Scottish curriculum was changing at the time. It is changing at the moment, and there's a lot of negative press about it, and people are not sure how it's going to work. We wanted, and I got involved soon after that, we wanted to sort of start a conversation, really, and try and talk about the difficulties that we have and with adapting a new curriculum, with collaborating with other people. And that's where the goo came. It came from pedagogy, and this idea of goo is this sticky mess of collaboration. So it started from a few people in a room. Sorry, the shouting in the background. Yeah. Started a few people in a room talking about hopefully sharing some ideas and developing some forum for teachers to speak and talk about what they found, what were finding difficulty, trying new things and following them up. We soon started a blog called pedagogy.org where we posted ideas that we tried in classroom, and lots of brilliant things happened. And in about 2 years, it'll be 2 years, I think, around about May since we started, and it's spiraled from there, and it's taken off. Now we have about 5,000 followers on Twitter. We have blog posts, two or three blog posts going on every week, and it's the spirit of that we've brought down to London, you know, getting teachers in a room. Neil Winton calls it a staff room without the cynics. I like to think of it as just getting teachers in a room and talking about good things.
Yeah, and at its basic, it is that, about people talking about good things, but going deeper and going further and showing real practice. And what's interesting for me is that all the people who are blogging off the side, all their blogs are almost like sort of research or action research. They're really detailed in some cases.
Yeah, absolutely. What we're looking for with Pettigrew, and hopefully people today will go on Monday morning and speak to one person in their school and tell them about something they've found out, something they've heard, something they'd like to try, perhaps sign up to the website and blog about it themselves. It's a blog for people who don't have a blog, really. And through that, you'll find somebody who, if it hasn't worked for you, it might have worked for someone else. You might have asked a question about why it doesn't work. Through Twitter, we can put you in contact with someone who it did work. And through that, practice starts to develop. And there's a real positivity. And what today's been about is I'm just a fantastic positive vibe, and everyone's going away with a smile on their face, giving up the Saturday.
I mean, I've heard from Judith Enright, she brought 12 of her staff here for CPD.
Let's hope they sign up to Pettigrew on Monday and share their experiences, because that is what gets the ball rolling. That's what, you know, even if one person comes on and another person will do it. And what we also have with Pettigrew on Twitter, Pettigrew Friday, which is a hashtag where we ask people just to tweet one great thing that happened in your classroom this week. And if you can do that, someone else will see it and try it out, or ask someone else to do it the next week. And again, if you go onto Twitter on a Friday and see Pettigrew Friday, you just see streams and streams and streams of brilliant ideas that people are trying out. And it's something new. In 14 years of teaching, I've never known a buzz like this. It's slow, very slow, and we're a mere drop in the ocean, but we have to start somewhere. And I think from four people in a pub to 5,000 odd followers and 100 people in the centre of London on a Saturday afternoon, it's going places.
Good stuff, Kenny. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.